they're obviously making some, you know, a lot of tight calls, but, you know, we just have to control what we can control and understand the way the game's being called and try to play it within those, within that framework. Well, I think that it's, there's a lot of close ones, but if they're calling them, then we got to adjust what we're doing. And we had the officials in here last week. John Perry was here, Joe LaRue, and they had four of them here. We went through a lot of calls. We sat and watched film with them, and there's some close ones, as there always are. So, you know, we just have to do a better job of not having violations, that's all.
Right. Well,
I mean, there's a little bit of that from game to game. You know, we play the same, pretty much the same way every week, and we've had games where we have 17 penalties, and then we have other games where we have no penalties, so... but regardless, we have to understand how the game is being called, and if it's called tight, then we've got to, you know, we've got to play it accordingly. And if they're letting the players play, then we can play it accordingly. So, you know, that's just a little bit of gamesmanship, I think, just figuring out how it's going.
Yeah, well, Matt, I think it's a transition period for our team where we have to prepare for the team that we're going to play. We're not practicing against them, where we could, you know, line up across from that guy and get familiar with their snap count and their formations and alignments and so forth. You know, we've got to study off the film and get our own players to simulate that for, you know, the other side of the ball. So that's an important part of it. I mean, we also have to work on things for Carolina, but there's a lot of things that we need to work on just as a football team that don't pertain to Carolina specifically. They pertain to things that we're going to need to do during the season. So it's a combination of working on what we need to work on, preparing for Carolina, getting in, not totally into a regular season mode, but starting to transition into that where we're, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday kind of week. Well, that's where we are today, Monday through Friday instead of Wednesday through Sunday. So trying to get the players to understand what we're going to cover on Wednesday, what we're going to cover on Thursday, where they need to be on those days in terms of their weekly preparation and, you know, getting their lifting done and practicing and film study and so forth. So this is kind of a week to transition into that. But we have a long way to go, and it's a start, but we'll need to refine that for several weeks, I'm sure. You know, Carolina has a good power running game. They do a lot of double teams, power blocks, obviously real good backs, so tackling will be challenging for those guys. So, you know, I think this is a physical – Carolina's a physical team. They're physical in all three phases of the game, particularly on defense, but they run the ball. They're a tough physical running team with good backs. So I think the physical aspect of this game will be, you know, probably as good as we're going to see all year, or close to it, I would think. So that's something that, you know, you can talk about, you can watch on film, but playing against it will be a good experience for us.
You know, I don't think you're allowed to play in leagues that have money involved in the pool or something like that. My rookie year I played, and, of course, it was a money-free pool.
Of course.
You know,
it made
and,
it different.
I had, you know, a lot of our guys, and if you knew the game plan, you knew who to start. So, yeah, I think Coach was just trying to, you know, see what the results of what if they called it a catch, if they didn't call it a catch. I think he was just trying to get clarification out there, so I really don't know, but you know, I thought it was a catch. Yeah. No, I mean they're gonna call the game like that. We got to get used to it for the regular season, and it's kind of, you know, like training a dog. We got to train everyone out there and throw probably a little more now to kind of get it in guys' heads to think towards the regular season. So, you know, we're just gonna play it out. Every team has to deal with it, and our team has to deal. Our defense has to deal with it. So, you know, that's what they want to. That's the route they want to go. That's what we're going to have to do. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a ref. They have their own meetings where they have the point of emphasis of the year, the game. Who knows? As a player, you know the rules, and you're going to go out there and you're going to play, do business as business is being done. So if you see it's a tight game, you're gonna tighten it up a little. If it's not, that's when you're going to loosen up and, get away with the push off or something like that. So you're gonna adjust to how the game's being called. This year has been a little different. Now I get to really kind of focus on my fundamentals, on plays that I can go up there and not have to think about a bunch of noise, what's going on, this, that. You really get to brush up route technique. You have the experience from last year to see what guys have done on certain plays, certain techniques, certain head bobs, all this kind of stuff. So it's good to kind of learn from last year and try to use that as a foundation and go on from there. So we do have a year of experience under each other's belt, and of course you're going to be a little more familiar with guys, but as you guys see that the game evolves each year is a different year, with the way penalties are being called, this, that. I mean, you have to adjust and adapt to all those different variables, and we're going to have to see how teams are going to play us this year. You always scout a team, and they always end up doing something different. So, it's always, that ongoing battle of adjusting and adapting, and, the more we can practice that that adapt and go towards your rules and your fundamentals and what you have to do on that play, the more comfortable you'll be in the game.